Nightblind, written by Ragnar Jonasson and read by Leighton Pugh.
Something goes astray in men and weather, men and words. From the poem Broken by Thorsti Frauhamri, Skessu Katlar, 2013. Chapter 1. Unsettling. Yes, that's the word. There was something unsettling about that ancient broken-down house. The walls were leaden and forbidding, especially in this blinding rain. Autumn felt more like a state of mind than a real season here. Winter had swiftly followed on the heels of summer in late September or early October, and it was as if autumn had been lost somewhere on the road north. Herr Jolvor, Siklofjörður's police inspector, didn't particularly miss it, at least not the autumn he knew from Reykjavik, where he had been brought up. He had come to appreciate the summer in Siklofjörður, with its dazzlingly bright days. He enjoyed the winter as well, with its all-enveloping darkness that circled itself around you like a giant cat. The house stood a little way from the entrance to the Straukar tunnel, and as far as Herr Jolvor had been able to work out, it was years since anyone had lived in the place, located some distance from where the town proper hugged the shoreline. It looked as if it had simply been left there for nature's heavy hands to do as she wished with the place, and her handiwork had been brutal. Herr Jolvor had a special interest in this abandoned building, and it was something that worried him. He was rarely fearful, having trained himself to push uncomfortable feelings to one side, but this time he'd been unsuccessful, and he was far from happy. The patrol car was now parked by the side of the road, and Herr Jolvor was hesitant to leave it. He shouldn't even have been on duty, but Ari Thor, the town's other police officer, was down with flu. Herr Jolvor sat still for a moment, the patrol car lashed by the bitter chill of the rain. His thoughts travelled to the warm living room at home. Moving up here had been something of a culture shock, but he and his wife had managed to make themselves comfortable, and their simple house had been gradually transformed into a home. Their daughter was at university in Reykjavik. Their son had remained with his parents, living in the basement and attending a local college. Herr Jolvor had a few days' holiday coming up, assuming Ari Thor was fit to return to work. He had been planning to surprise his wife with a break in Reykjavik. He had booked flights from Akureyri and secured a couple of theatre tickets. This was the type of thing he tried to make a habit, to take a rest from the day-to-day routine whenever the opportunity presented itself. Now, in the middle of the night, and while he was still on duty, he fixed his mind on the upcoming trip, as if using it as a lifeline to convince himself that everything would be fine when he entered the house. His mind wandered back to his wife. They had been married for 22 years. She had become pregnant early in the relationship, and so they were married soon after. There hadn't been any hesitation or, indeed, choice. The decision wasn't anything to do with faith, but more with the traditions of decency to which he clung. He had been properly brought up, a stern believer in the importance of setting a good example, and they were in love, of course. He'd never have married a woman he didn't love. Then their daughter was born and she became the apple of his eye. She was in her 20s now, studying psychology, even though he had tried to convince her to go in for law. That was a path that could have brought her to work with the police, connected in some way to the world of law and order, his world. The boy had come along 3 years later. Now he was 19, a stolid and hard-working lad in his final year at college. Maybe he'd be the one to go in for law, or just apply straight to the police college. Herr Jolvor had done his best to make things easier for them. He had plenty of influence in the force, and he'd happily pull strings on their behalf if they decided to choose that kind of future. He was also guiltily aware that he was often inclined to push a little too hard, but he was proud of his children, and it was his dearest hope that they would feel the same about him. He knew that he had worked hard, had pulled himself and his family up to a comfortable position in a tough environment. There was no forgetting that the job came with its own set of pressures.